DJW Mobile.
KO4, VKP, Mobile.
For AKP, I think that was W4DJW. Good, it's still morning. For a few more minutes, anyway.
You too, sir.
We got blue and white and gray skies. All at the same time over here in Greer. Where are you?
I am driving up 185 near exit 39, Piedmont River Road.
Is that the 180? Oh, no, that's, I was thinking 129. I'm not sure where 185 is, Piedmont. Is that down near, no, that would be, no, where would that be? North, south, east, or west of Greenville?
We almost directly south of Greenville.
Okay. I was kind of thinking it was down there toward Michelin direction.
From Hartwell direction north of Greenville is where I'm headed.
Got my booster shot. I've been boosted.
Catch that last part.
I just got my COVID-19 booster shot, so I've been boosted.
You have been boosted. How many booster shots have you received so far?
Next one. I tried to register for it earlier, or sign up for it, or schedule it, or whatever you call it. I got the shots 1 and 2, the Moderna, 6 months ago, and they made me wait till the 11th of December, so 6 months would be passed before I got my first booster. And, you know, I've never felt any sign of sickness or anything, dizziness or sickness or soreness in my arm or nothing. I think they're just giving me water.
He got it somewhat early on. He's at my local electrical store, and he felt, like, absolutely horrible for, I think it was 3 days after he got it. I mean, I came in 2 days after he got it, and I'm like, what happened to you? Man, you look awful. And, yeah, he was like, I got my shot.
The second or the booster?
That would be his booster. His second shot, I guess, is what it would be.
It affects different people differently, but so far, knock on wood, I haven't been able to determine that I've been getting anything other than, you know, saline solution or something like that. I might be part of the test group. Who knows? Anyway, I've done my duty to help not spread it as much as possible, to build herd immunity.
They actually changed the definition of herd immunity recently.
What's the new definition?
The question was when enough people in a given sector have immunity to a virus or disease, that it basically negates the virus in the, well, herd. The new definition is really weird. It actually is specifically defined as having a certain percentage of your population vaccinated or taken a shot.
It's a little bit different, you're right. Because you can get immunity just by getting sick. If you live, if you die, it doesn't do you any good. But I look at it the same way it was with polio. Right? That's when the first polio vaccine, first really brought widespread thing. And used to be a long time ago, well, not that long ago. When I was a kid, you'd see people walking around with one leg longer than the other. Right? They made special shoes that have really high heels. And that's because they got polio as a kid. And enough people got the vaccination to where they don't even vaccinate anybody anymore. It's been eradicated. So that's herd immunity in my mind.
I mean, herd immunity should be when the population doesn't get sick anymore because everyone's immune, basically.
Well, I'm back home. We'll see if the third time I stay as healthy as I did the first two times. Anyway, have a safe trip up to northern Greenville. Good to hear you on the radio, W4DJW. I'm going to back it in the driveway.
Nice talking to you, too. You have a great day, and I hope you continue to stay healthy. KO4 VKP for ID.